You want some more coffee?
What?
Coffee.
Is that what I was drinking? I thought it was tea.
Oh, you knew it was coffee.
Pop, you make your coffee so weak it tastes like tea, and you make your tea so strong it tastes like coffee. I think you done invented a new drink, teafy.
You mean you don't like it?
Well, what is it? Is it instant, percolator, or drip?
It's instant, cooked in a percolator, and served to a drip.
Man, nobody's got to tell me this is the first of the month. Just look at all these bills. The drugstore, the grocery store, gas, electric, telephone. What am I going to do with all these bills?
I'll tell you what to do with them. Put them back in the mailbox.
Well, that's brilliant, Pop. How'd you ever think of that?
You asked me.
Yeah, but I expected an intelligent answer.
And I gave you one. Put them back in the mailbox.
Just look at this. Repeated requests for payment have not been answered. We have therefore turned this over to a collection agency for repossession of the items purchased. The Luau Layaway Furniture Company.
Luau? That's where we bought all our stuff from. The TV and the refrigerator.
That's
everything.
Right. And they're going to come and take it back.
They can't take away my TV. Then I won't be able to find out if Mickey and Laura got a divorce.
What are you talking about?
Mickey and Laura, you know, Days of Our Lives. See, Mickey and Laura are getting divorced. See, Laura wants to marry Mickey's brother, Bill. But Mickey don't want to give up his son, Michael, to Bill, even though Michael is Bill's son. But Bill don't want Laura without Michael, even though Mickey is willing to give up Laura. See, that's why I got to know if Mickey and Laura are getting a divorce.
Who?
Mickey and Laura.
Pop, Sanford and Son is falling apart, and you sitting up here talking about Mickey and Laura. Don't you realize that they're coming in here to take everything out of here?
Oh, they ain't gonna take it.
I just read you the letter.
You never received the letter.
What?
Put it back in the mail.
Just look at this. Gas, final notice. Electric, final notice. Telephone, final notice. What's with all these final notices? Pop, haven't you been paying the bills?
Nope.
Well, the bills come on time, don't they?
Yeah, the bills come on time, but there's been a slight delay in the money.
That's what I get for leaving you in charge of running this place. You don't know how to take care of nothing.
Listen, son, when I got the money, I pay the bills. When I ain't got no money, there's only one thing left to do.
I know.
Put them back in the mailbox.
Do you understand, Pop, that they're gonna sue us?
Oh, they ain't gonna sue you. They just said that to scare you.
Yeah, well, I'm scared. As a matter of fact, I'm scared out of my pants.
Listen, if I'd have been scared out of my pants every time I'd been threatened to be sued, I'd have spent my whole life in nothing but some drawers.
Just look at this. The drugstore, $28. Now, how'd you ever run up a bill of $28 at the drugstore?
Let me see that. I need my glasses.
Oh, get your glasses. Don't
be. Yeah, you been in my drawer messing around. Got all my stuff. I keep my stuff arranged neat. You got my... Never find my glasses, people. Go in your drawer. Stay out of here. $28. Oh, these are all the things I need. You know what I mean? Mineral oil, Epsom salts, Pluto water. That's how I take care of myself.
Well, you're a regular doctor, aren't you?
I might not be a doctor, but I'm regular.
You, Pop, I work like a fool out there, and I bring the money home. Haven't you been keeping a budget?
Now, what good is a budget?
Pop, if you want to know if you got enough money to pay your bills, you look at the budget. Now, the budget tells you everything that you need to know.
Look, I can put my hand in this pocket right here, and that tells me everything I need to know. If ain't no money in there, then the budget is in serious trouble.
Pop, do you realize that we got bills here that run over $200?
We in serious trouble.
I'm gonna call these people up and ask them for some more time. Now, this is the most important bill that we got, Pop. The Luau Layaway Furniture Company. Now, they've already turned this thing over to a collection agency, and they're gonna be the first ones to give us trouble.
Well, what do you want to call them for? They don't want no conversation. They want some money.
Well, you're the person that keeps all the money in this family.
What does that look like?
An empty pocket.
That's why I said, put them back in the mailbox.
The phone is dead.
Everybody gotta die sometime.
Listen, you go in the kitchen and check the water and the gas, and I'll see if they done turned off the electricity. All right?
Okay.
Well?
Water's on, gas off. We'd be hungry, but we'd be clean.
So I'm gonna go upstairs and fill up the tub with water before they turn that off.
Okay.
Listen, see who that is, Pop, but don't let him in. No matter what they say, don't let him in. Now, you got that?
Got it.
All right.
Huh? I have a summons for Fred Sanford.
No hable, senor.
You're Mr. Sanford, aren't you?
No speak English, por favor. Gracias.
Oh, you speak Spanish. Tengo un citatorio legal para usted, de parte de la farmacia. Y no me dio usted ninguna dificultad.
What are you talking about?
You are Mr. Sanford, aren't you?
No speak English.
Come on. Come on, Mr. Sanford. Take it.
Man, get your arm out of my house.
Say, who is that, Pop?
It's some guy with a summons.
Well, don't take it.
I ain't gonna take it. We don't want it.
Well, now just tell him it's been delivered and I'll put it in your mailbox.
Hey, you got more sense than you. That's what I've been telling you. I've been telling you all morning. Put it back in the mailbox.
It's no good unless it's been delivered to the person that it's supposed to be delivered to in person.
That was clever. Yeah. Your turn.
Wait out here until you come out.
Yeah, you're gonna be waiting a long time.
If I was you, I'd be waiting out that long in this neighborhood. Get your hat brought to the hospital.
Say, Pop, it looks like he's gonna stay for a while. He's eating his lunch. They got us trapped, but that's all right. Because we're going to outweigh them, just the two of us.
Yeah, I got an idea. Why don't you go up to the door and make a lot of noise and get his attention, and then I'll sneak out for help.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah, I saw it in a movie once. Randolph Scott and his wife, surrounded in a mountain cabin, Indians all the way around, Arapaho, Sioux, Cheyenne. And Randolph Scott said, honey, you go for help, and I'll hold them all. He took out both guns, start shooting. All over the place. And his wife came back a little while later and had 10,000 Texas Rangers.
You think they'll all fit in this living room?
Oh, you know what I mean. You draw their attention, and I'll take the bills and go out and see if I can get somebody to loan us the money.
I got a better idea than that, Pop.
You have?
Now, listen. Now, we'll go down in the basement, see, and we'll get a couple of shovels, and we'll start digging a tunnel. And we'll dig a deep tunnel all the way down into the ground, up through the sewer pipe, and out into the street.
I like your idea better than I like mine.
I thought you would.
And I'll take the bills. See, I'll take the bills with us. And once we get out into the street, I can put them back in the mailbox. Is he still out there?
Yeah. Looks like he's gonna be there for a while. Say, is that all the food we got?
It's all I could find. A can of pork and beans and a can of zucchini.
And that's it, huh?
That's it. I can't even get to the market with him out there. So I guess you can have a little pork and beans now and a little zucchini later, or a little zucchini now and a little pork and beans later. Either you could have a little pork and beans and a little zucchini now, or a little zucchini and a little pork and beans later. Or if you like the pork and beans, you can have them and I'll take the zucchini. Or I can take the pork and beans if you like the zucchini. And I'll just keep these. So what would it be? The zucchini or the pork and beans?
Have you forgotten we have no way of heating the food?
Well, in that case, you have some cold pork and bean now.
Would you stop that?
Hey, Sanford, open up. I got a court order.
He's not here. He went to a junk convention in Malibu.
Yeah, he went as an alternate delegate.
I'm from the Humble Collection Agency, and I've got an order to repossess some furniture. From the Luau Layaway Furniture Company, now open up.
You must be out your mind.
All right, then, I'm gonna have to force my way in.
Yeah, you'll be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, you'll be in a lot of trouble, because we got a lot of friends in Washington, D.C.
That's right. We have?
We must have. It's 80% black.
Yeah.
Then I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go down to the marshal's office and get me some deputies. And if you don't open up, we're gonna force our way in.
Yeah, well, you just go right ahead, smart guy.
Okay, I'll be back.
And we'll be waiting for you. They ain't coming back.
I wouldn't say that, son. They always come back. I saw it in the movie once on a Late Late Show. Edward G. Robinson, James Cagney, and Wallace Berry. Trapped in a mountain cabin. FBI agent had him surrounded. Edward G. Robinson said, yeah. And James Cagney said, they won't be back. I know they're not coming back. And then he rushed out the front door and got caught in a crossfire machine gun. Edward G. Robinson said, yeah. And Wallace Berry said, oh. And all of a sudden, James Cagney said, they got me, dirty rats. They got me. The name of the picture. They always come back.
I don't believe you, Bobby. You are standing here talking about some old dumb movie that you saw, and we stuck here in this house without no gas, no heat, no electricity, and no food.
We got food. We got pork and beans and zucchini. What would you like? The cold pork and beans or the cold zucchini?
Just keep it all. I just want to get some rest.
I don't know how you could think about resting time like this. Got good zucchini here. There's some good stuff in here. Look, dried celery, citric acid, dried garlic, black pepper, sweet basil. Lots of good things in here. Son, well, you don't sleep in it.
I heard a crunch.
I hear a crunch.
Are you eating something?
I ain't eating nothing.
You are eating something. You're eating crackers.
I ain't eating nothing.
All right, let me hear you whistle. I don't believe you, Poppy. I am ready to eat cold beans and zucchini, and you sitting over here eating all the good stuff that you got hoarded away.
I ain't hoarding nothing. I found these in my pockets. I had some soup down at the diner last week. They've been in my pocket a week. Here, you take them.
I don't want nothing from you. At a time like this, we're supposed to stick together, and you pull a rotten stunt like this. And my own father.
Well, don't yell at me. Yell at that guy there blocking the market.
Well, he's not the one that got me into this thing. You did, and it's all because you don't know how to take care of no business around here.
Who don't know how to take care of no business? Can you do better?
A six-year-old kid could do better.
Then why don't you get a six-year-old kid?
Because I'm stuck with you.
Is that what you are?
Stuck? Stuck.
But you won't be stuck much longer. Any day now, I'll be going to jail.
Don't start that again.
And you can get a six-year-old kid to help you. Then it won't be Sanford's son no more. It'll be Big Dummy and Little Dummy.
deputies with me, and if you don't open up, we're coming in.
Big dummy, huh? I've had it with you. I'm letting them in.
I don't care. Let them in. I won't make you.
Come on in, everybody. The place is yours.
Well, now that's better. I'm certainly glad to see that you've come to your senses.
Mr. Fred Sanford?
I'm Fred Sanford. I just got back from Malibu. Muchas gracias, señor.
Sanford, I'm sorry to have to do it this way, but it's my job. Now, let's see. They said there was one television set. Yeah, that must be it.
Wait a minute. You can't take my TV? Then I'll never be able to know if Mickey and Laura got a divorce.
Yeah.
See? Mickey and Laura getting a divorce. But, see, Mickey don't want to give up his son, Michael, to Bill, even though Michael is Bill's son.
Tough.
Bill don't want Laura.
Let's take
one refrigerator.
No, you can't take my refrigerator. That's where I keep my Applejack. There's nothing in the world worse than warm Applejack and no TV.
Two beds. Oh, I guess those are upstairs.
No, wait a minute. You can't take my beds. You want me to sleep on the floor? I got all the riders.
Yeah, I know.
Come here, just a moment. Look here. Now, you're a brother. You're going to take our stuff. Look.
What can I do, brother? It's my job.
Well, why don't you get a respectable job? I mean, you could get a job somewhere down at the post office or in the car wash. You got to be in and come in here with him. It takes wrong now.
Some sort of an arrangement. We could pay you $5 a month or two.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's too late for that now. You should have thought of that sooner.
Wait a minute. I can't let you upstairs.
Let me by, Mr. Sanford.
I can't let you upstairs.
Come on, Mr. Sanford.
The beds aren't made. You can't go upstairs. Don't go upstairs. Take your hands off me.
What are you doing?
He pushed me down the steps. Oh, he pushed me. Oh, I know it's something broken. Oh, son, pushed me down the steps. Something broken.
I didn't do anything. He fell. It wasn't my fault.
All I know is that you threw an old man down the stairs.
No, I did not. He slipped on the carpet. You fellas saw that, didn't you?
No, we didn't see anything. We were up in the bedroom.
Oh, I tried to kill myself. Think I'd ever walk again. Oh, son, my back.
What is it, Pop? Is it your knee?
No, it's my back. I might never walk again.
You butcher!
Oh, listen. It was an accident. Why don't you get him a doctor?
Son, it's too late for a doctor. I think you better call Reverend Trimble.
I'm going to see that they lock you up for manslaughter.
Now, wait a minute. The man fell. I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, he fell because you pushed him. It wasn't enough that you came in here and tried to take all his furniture away, but you tried to kill him.
Yeah, you tried to kill me. You hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey, with a bad back.
Just take it easy, Pop. Just take it easy.
Listen, you fellas know I didn't push him. He fell. Now, you'll back me up on this, won't you?
No, it sounds like he's got a pretty good case.
Oh, yeah? Well, look, you know your people better than I do. What do you think that I should do?
You want some real good advice? If I were you, I'd get out of this neighborhood before it gets dark.
Look, I think I better try to make a deal with him.
That's a good idea.
All right, you guys wait outside. But don't leave without me. Listen, Sanford, I'm terribly sorry that you got hurt. How about if I don't take any of this stuff and I'll try to get you a little extension, all right?
Ha! You hear that, Pop? You're in a lot of trouble, Buster. I'm gonna sue you for every penny that you got. I'm gonna take your collection agency away from you. That's what I'm gonna do.
Take it, son. Take it. You have enough money to bury me with.
Don't worry, Pop. You'll be sorry you ever set foot in this house, Buster, throwing an old man down the stairs.
Yeah, you think I'll ever walk again?
Don't worry, Pop. We'll wheel you into the courtroom and you can testify from the wheelchair like that dude Ironside.
Yeah, I saw Ironside last night on television. And he was in his cabin surrounded by criminals.
Now, look, Mr. Sanford, I'm sorry that this had to happen, but I don't think we have to go to court over this, do we? I'm sure we can settle it some other way.
No chance. It's out of my hands now. It's up to a judge to decide this. Just look at my poor father. He'll probably become a vegetable.
Yeah, Oh, dried up zucchini.
All right. It's forgotten.
Hey, man, don't hit me.
I didn't mean this.
But I give you one across your lip. No.
Man, look, on top of that, I'll give you $100. You know how to take care of your little doctor bills, all right?
Are you kidding? $100 for a vegetable?
Well, all right, then make it 150.
Oh, feel like my ribs coming through my heart.
200.
Take it, son. Take the 200. I don't need a private room. Just put me in the ward.
Yeah. You better make that out to me so I can sign it. You'll probably never write again.
Never. Never write again.
There you are. $200. Now you get your father a doctor and let him have a nice examination.
You don't have to tell us what to do. We know. See, you just signed this check and it's over for you, but it's just starting for us. The trips to the hospital, the clinic. Tomorrow you'll be back in the collection business, but my old man will be an old cripple parked in front of his TV set.
Yeah, an old cripple zucchini watching Days of My Life.
I don't know what to say.
Why don't you start with good night?
Good night. Good night? Is it night already? I better get out of here.
It's okay, Pop. They're gone.
They're gone. We back in business.
Hey, you were terrific.
Yeah.
You were terrific, Pop. What a performance.
That's pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah. Hey, $200. Listen, we can pay off all our bills and get everything turned on again.
Yeah, from rags to riches.
Yeah, we back on Easy Street.
Two happy people. Yeah. Sanford and Son. Yeah.
Say, listen, Pop. I want you to promise me that you're really going to try to watch the budget this time.
What do you mean, try and watch the budget?
Well, that's how we got into trouble in the first place.
Look, we got in trouble because you weren't bringing enough money home.
Are you kidding? I worked like a fool on that truck, and I come in here, and you're always watching Days of Our Lives. You don't clean
up
the house.
What do you mean? I worked this hard.
This was the real test.
It takes a lot.
If you
had
been taking care of this house, you would have had all the money. You would have been
ready to go to dinner. What are we gonna eat? Steak? Lobster? Roast beef? Or should we have a little bit of each? Hey, son, what's the matter?
It's this check, Papa. I feel funny about it.
You feel funny? You ought to feel good. We got money to pay all the bills.
Yeah, I know, but you see, it's a dishonest way we got it, Pop. It's almost like we stole it.
Stole it? I worked for that money. Do you know how much money Richard Burton gets for an acting job like that?
That's exactly what I'm talking about, Pop. We were acting.
What do you mean? You want to get a check back? Well, give me my half, and I'll go to the doctor and get a checkup.
Now, you know there's nothing wrong with you, Pop.
If you get that money back, I'm going to be real sick.
Listen, now this is the idea I had, Pop. Now, we'll hold on to the check, and we'll look at it as kind of a loan, see? Now, we'll pay him a little bit every week until we get it all paid up.
It's a shame. Just a waste of good acting job like that. I'll tell you what, then. We won't go out to dinner. We'll just stay home and eat here, and you can save that money.
Well, what are we going to eat?
Pork and beans and zucchini.
Are you serious?
Uh-uh. Just another one of my great acting jobs. Come on, son, let's go to dinner.
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.